Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, the more I consider preseason football, the more I wonder why anybody plays, anybody important. I wonder about the risk-reward. I mean, obviously, in a perfect world, you want your guys to get out there, get a little more used to each other in game conditions. But then you mentioned the Browns starting center out for the season, Zach Wilson. Barely escaped. It looks like he barely escaped a real
major
bad outcome.
Knee injury. But that was just not was a non-contact, right?
It was, yeah.
And guys can get hurt too in camp, Joe. They can get hurt in practice.
They can.
Benny Snell had a knee injury in practice.
But it's different
Calvin
in a game.
Calvin Austin has a foot injury. Yeah, I know, but
it's different in a game. He's not trying to
evade
tacklers.
You got to get ready for the season, though, don't you? I see both sides.
Is one series getting you ready for the season?
Well, okay.
Or a
you're talking about stars. Somebody's got to play. I could see not playing T.J. Watt the entire camp.
Yes, that's what I'm talking
that's
about.
What you're
or
talking
Hayward.
About. Yeah.
Or Minka.
Right. Or Najee, for instance,
yes.
On offense.
I mean, suppose Trubisky was like a really high-priced, like they went out and go, Aaron Rodgers. Let's
right,
say they
Russell
made a
Wilson
trade for Aaron Rodgers or
right.
Russell Wilson. Is it worth it? I just don't see the risk-reward. It's just, for me, it's not. Even close, I wouldn't play Aaron Rodgers. I wouldn't play, who's the guy who never see, Justin Herbert's not going to play a single
hasn't
snap.
Hasn't played a snap since he's been in the league.
Like, I don't understand why more teams don't do that. If I'm, Brandon Staley is smart for that. Why would I want it? Because you know what happens is their competitive desires take over. Ben was a classic example of that. He would take unnecessary hits in preseason games.
And not only that, just like even last year in the regular season when Mayfield threw that interception, he got hurt on a tackle.
Was that a preseason game?
No. It was regular season, but he threw an interception. He'd have been better off not
yes.
even going after the guy.
Yes.
That's, you know, Ben, that's not the way they play. Their instincts are to make a tackle.
Man, I would be so tempted not to play my guys. At all, especially three games. Let's just get through this and prepare for Cincy, and then I can live with it if you get injured in a real game.
Does it factor at all that last year and this year you have 2 weeks off between games? The last exhibition game is on August 28th, and then the first real game is September 11th, 2 full weeks later.
I know.
So if you have some sort of minor injury, you'll have plenty of time to recover.
Yeah, that could
be. Now, if you tear up your knee, 2 weeks aren't going to make a difference.
To me, if the rationale is you want to get some hitting in, want to get the feel of the game, well, then doesn't that wear off? I mean, what good does it do if you then have to sit 2 more weeks? I'm just not playing them.
And
I'm
I
not.
Think your point is too, you know, okay, so maybe the games will be sloppy for the first couple of weeks. You know, but if both teams will be in the same situation, you would think.
But your point is well taken on certain positions, I think, like this Tim Patrick, who's going to be one of Russell Wilson's best targets, came down in practice. Like when a ball is up in the air and you're competing with a corner, it doesn't matter if it's a game or a practice. It's the same thing.
Same
and you could come down badly like this guy did, and now he's out for the season. Marv Levy, that was one of the best things he did during that run was say, I'm not wasting guys. I'm not going to risk injury. I'm just not going to play my stars. I think they'd play like one or two series back then, and that was it. And then I saw Trubisky take that hit early in the game, and it was what are we doing here, you know? But I guess the counter argument is it's a new offense. It's a new quarterback. At least they're getting some
I think that offensive line has to play. They have to play together.
Man, I hope they look better than they did the other night.
No, I did not.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I noticed Trubisky got hit. When did he get hit? Early on?
He only played
13 snaps, so it had to be early on.
Yeah, he took a hit to make a play on the Hayward crossing route. I have it all written down on an envelope that's actually my gas bill, Ron. Here it is.
Who got it? Was there a guy beat?
Yes, there was a guy beat. It was number 52, went right by Daniels, right up the middle. No, that was the one he ran on. I don't know who got beat on the other one. It might have been, Kendrick Green got overpowered on the second play, but Trubisky didn't get hit. But he did get hit after that. He took a hit. And you saw Rudolph got pounded a couple times, right?
Quarterback step 52 hit him on his last play.
Which guy?
52 hit Trubisky on last play.
He went by Daniels on that play for sure.
Okay.
And then Mason took a couple. Now, I don't know how much of that is on him. I don't know, Ron. The temptation to play people, I just don't get it. If you had Tom Brady, would you play him right now?
I'd be happy if he just shows up to camp.
By the way, did you see what his quarterback coach said?
No, I didn't.
He's throwing the ball better than he ever has in his whole career. You should see Peter King got this again. He visited Tampa's camp, of course, before Brady left. And I don't know who their quarterback's coach is, but he said this was the best he's ever seen Tom Brady throw. What is happening here, Ron? Is he going to come back and be great again?
And you know his mind and the way he sees the game isn't suffering.
No. It's Clyde Christensen, who's been around forever coaching quarterbacks. I don't think I've ever seen him throw the ball better. It's remarkable. 45 years old, and the ball comes off his hand with such zip. Throw after throw. And then he says, how does this happen with someone who's 45? It's like a lot of things about him. It defies common sense. It's never happened before. What he's done is incorporate his whole body into throws. He's trained his arm to be part of his throwing, not all of it. I mean, it's the storyline when he left New England was he can't make the throws down the field. Yes, he can. Better than he ever has. It's ridiculous.
He's just defying Father Time, and nobody else has ever done it. It's not like this.
You think he's coming back? Or you think
No, I do think he's coming back. I think this was prearranged for some reason. I don't know why, but I do think he's coming back. I'll be surprised if he doesn't.
You know who looked pretty good? And you know who I'm picking for the...
Jacksonville? Win it all?
Well, other than that, I'm picking Jacksonville, Detroit, and the Super Bowl. And then my NFL MVP, Ron.
Two of the four teams that have never been to a Super Bowl.
Wouldn't that be great?
You have them both going this year. You know the other two, Cleveland.
Don't tell me. Seattle.
Oh, Seattle.
Seattle won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Steelers beat them.
Yeah, and then they killed Denver. I'm just guessing off the top of my head because I feel pressure.
Jacksonville.
Detroit.
Cleveland.
And don't tell me the other one. Jacksonville, Detroit. Cleveland, and I can't think of it.
Houston.
No, that's an easy one.
Houston.
All right.
Houston.
Oh,
so
you know who looked good.
Two of the four that have never been, you have them going.
NFL MVP, Trey Lance. You like it? Did you see him the other day?
You know what? If you're going to have Jacksonville get to the Super Bowl, I think Trevor Lawrence might be a good call as MVP.
Wait till you see this guy. Trey Lance as MVP, I'm saying.
That's what I know, but I'm saying usually if you're MVP, your team is really, really good. Are they going to be good this year? Are they going to beat the Rams out in that division?
Oh, they're going to be good. I think they have a top five coach in the NFL. I love Kyle Shanahan. I think he's really, really smart. Did you see what Garoppolo does?
No.
This was, again, King visiting their place. He goes out and practices by himself on a field without any teammates are not allowed around him. So he's out there throwing. King said to Shanahan.
Who's he throwing to?
He said to Shanahan, what does Garoppolo do? And he said Shanahan went over to the window and pointed out the window, and there's Garoppolo by himself. I don't know, trainers, people, I don't know. Maybe nobody. Maybe he's just throwing at targets. And then when the team goes out to practice, he either goes into like the trainer's room or goes home.
Right.
Yeah, what an odd situation.
He's not part of the team. He's on the team, but not part of the team.
Would he be the best quarterback in this camp, Ron?
That's a tough one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.